Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW. Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Suffer love, my friend.
And more. 105.7.
Tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot, 'cause she's watching him with those. Don't you take me to
Funkin' Town.
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town.
Won't you take me to
.1057 CFW.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere. This is 105.7 CFW.
The crowd would sing. Now the old king is dead. Long live the king. One minute to let me in. Shattered windows and the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionary sway for my head on a silver plate. Just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionary. When I ruled the world,
we'll be right back. Turn around, bright eyes.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Just 90 days before the 2024 election, the state of Georgia took actions which could impact the outcome, launching a controversial webpage to cancel voter registrations and allowing county election board members to potentially disrupt election certification. The Georgia Secretary of State's office launched its Voter Registration Cancellation Portal August 5th, allowing voters moving out of state to cancel their voter registration or to cancel the registration of someone else, such as a deceased family member. An immediate glitch, fixed within a short time, disclosed a voter's date of birth, driver's license number, and last four Social Security digits, the information used to cancel the registration. The bigger concern is that bad actors could use the portal to cancel registrations for partisan reasons, provided they had all or part of that information. Changes in Georgia law have already made it easier for activists to challenge a voter's eligibility at the polls. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 August 6th to allow individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry of their own before certifying an election. Democracy groups say the rule's vague language allows partisans to throw the election process into chaos and litigation and could delay outcomes or disenfranchise voters. President Trump praised the decision at his Atlanta rally. We have local reporting and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Rice Lake native Kenny Bednarik is bringing another Olympic silver medal back to Northwest Wisconsin. In the 200-meter finals on Thursday, Bednarik finished second with a time of 19.62. It's his second silver medal in the event, winning his first in the Tokyo Olympics. Bednarik will have one more chance to medal on Friday as part of the Team USA 4x100-meter relay. The relay team advanced to the finals on Thursday without Bednarik and teammate Noah Lyles, who won bronze in the 200-meter dash. A new missing child alert system launched in Wisconsin on Thursday. The new system was developed after Governor Tony Evers signed the PRINCE Act, named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was found dead after going missing in Milwaukee. The PRINCE Act also honors 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls in 2022 before her body was found along a trail. Neither McCree nor Peters' case met the criteria for an Amber Alert after being reported missing, and the new system will have less strict requirements for alerts. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Sunday. We'll mix in just a few high clouds. Otherwise, light northwest winds. Highs will reach the upper 70s. Tonight, more clouds across the area. Lows in the mid-50s. A mix of clouds and sunshine Monday. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 53 at our studios.
CFW. We'll be right back. understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. I need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
And more. 105.7 CFW. Thank you.
Look
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.